This weekend, we'll have the second Sunday in May, and that means it'll be Mother's Day. It's not a public holiday, but it is the day we express our gratitude towards Mom, those who are fortunate enough to have one, whether by birth, adoption, or any mother figure who we appreciate having cared for us and been a positive influence in our life. I had a wonderful mom who always showed her love and caring for me and my brothers while I was growing up. She passed away in 2020 at the age of 95, but the memories linger. It's a tradition on Mother's Day to give cards, maybe chocolates or flowers, perhaps a gift, and have a special dinner at home or out at a restaurant. From what I understand, the modern-day origins of Mother's Day came out of the U.S., where it is celebrated today, same as us. It dates back to the late 1800s, and a Mother's Day International Association was formed in 1912 to promote the day in other countries. It is observed in many other countries, but it isn't always on the second Sunday in May. Mother's Day was celebrated in four countries back on March 8th, in another four countries, including the United Kingdom, on March 30th, in six countries last Sunday, May 4th, in Mexico yesterday, May 10th, in 57 countries this Sunday, May 11th, and will be celebrated in seven countries, including France, on May 25th. There are a few places where Mother's Day is a holiday, but with it falling on a Sunday here, businesses are generally open, and no, you can't take Monday off and say it's for Mother's Day. That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.